This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all you good guys and girls out there across America and the world, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for our Muslim listeners, the infidel that Allah warned you about, the one that holds the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God, filling in for Bradley again today, live from the bunker here in the beautiful U.S. occupied state, South Carolina. It's gorgeous outside today. We've got lots of sun, and it's nice to see out the window. I rarely get out anymore, but it's nice to see outside. If you'd like to call in at any time, the phone lines are accessible at 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic. We're going to cover real quick an issue on Obamacare and then talk about the UN. So if any of those subjects tickle your fancy, you want to chime in, give us a call. If you can find us on online at sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com, as well as Facebook under Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media. And you can follow Bradley on Facebook at Bradley Dean, Bradley, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean, on Facebook, and Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter. Let me let you in on a few things. First of all, here in my own state, our house has passed Real ID. I was trying to get a friend of mine who deals with this from John Birch Society to come in and talk about that a little bit, but it was a little bit of short notice because we were trying to have another guest on to get us updated on the things going on with Bundy Ranch trials out in Nevada. Unfortunately, both of those fell through, but we have that going on and being passed in several places, and there's something that we need to be very careful about, and I'm going to tell you why. Real ID and E-Verify are both very dangerous to freedom. And you say, well, we've got to know who are the illegal immigrants and this, that, and the other. Well, I think that right there probably is something we should rethink of how we deal with things, because rest assured, E-Verify and Real ID are not just going to be used against illegals. They're going to be used against you and me. Show us your papers. Show us you are who you say you are. Okay? That's what this is. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute is even talking about some of this. Are we being set up for a national ID system? Your papers, please. And he goes through these things. Again, if you're wondering how things happen in Germany, you're seeing a lot of it here in the States. How could they let all those people be killed? I don't know. How did we let 60 million of our own be murdered? Same thing. Same thing. And we sanitized it. We call it a choice. We call it abortion. We don't call it murder, which we should. And conservatives out there, look, if you write, if you're on television, if you're a talking head or any of that stuff, you need to start calling it murder of the unborn, not abortion. We need to start calling these crimes Instead of calling it gay, we call it sodomy. Instead of calling it an affair, we call it adultery. Why don't we call things for what they are anymore? Is it because the socialists have hijacked the language? I would say that it is. Also at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Valerie Jarrett has moved into Obama's anti-Trump command center to aid in the effort to sabotage the president. Well, yeah, she's a piece of work there, and she's not going away, unfortunately. And that is going to lead to Bradley's column today. Normally, he would be giving you some of that on Thursday. Of course, he's been out and ministering there on the West Coast. But his article is up today. President Trump, you may have forgotten, but I have not. And Bradley is referencing Trump's promise to tell his attorney general to appoint a special investigator to investigate the Clintons and bring prosecution if need be. Now, if Trump has done that, it's been all behind the scenes and nobody knows squat. And some people think that's best to keep the people you have in the target there, you know, sort of in the dark as to what you're doing. There may be some truth to that. But he did make a promise to the American people to do that. And that's what Bradley takes on this week in his article. President Trump, you may have forgotten, but I have not. You can see that at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, word is out that Oprah Winfrey is contemplating, yes, Oprah, is contemplating a 2020 presidential run. I know everybody's so happy to be over the campaign stuff of the previous year. I am too. But here this comes out. So, boy, well, can you imagine a Madam President Oprah? All of our sessions would be cry sessions. It's amazing to me what America will even consider. But this is not so far off. I mean, you know, celebrities have been touted for office and this and the other. And we see often they don't do so well. Take a look at Arnold Schwarzenegger and others who have taken office from out of the pop culture, if you will, and they've not done so well. And then there have been others who have done fairly well in some areas. Ronald Reagan is touted as a great politician, even though he had some issues too. I mean, triple the debt and some other things of allowing Russian propaganda to be in as far as education system and the development of that, Department of Education stuff. So it's... We just need men, good men who, my advice would be, follow the scriptural mandate for a pastor. Can they manage their home? Can they take care of, you know, people through charity of their own? Are they good, upstanding, moral men? Are they Christian? All of these things are good things to have in leaders. They just are. And you can sit here and fuss at me all you want about, well, we don't need religion in that. You're going to have it one way or the other. You're going to have religion in politics. You're going to have religion in men. It's going to be humanism. It's going to be Christianity. It's going to be Islam. You pick your flavor of whatever you want to have. You're going to have it. Wouldn't you rather have the outstanding morality that is put forth in the scriptures? I know I would. I know I would. On the other side of the break, we're going to take a quick look at some things going on with Obamacare and Congress, and then we're going to talk United Nations. So hang on.
Aquanetics H2O has developed the most effective water purification system on the planet, period. The Solar Hydro is what it's called. The Solar Hydro is a solar backpack system that will take most any contaminated fresh water and cleanse it to a 99.9% purity. That's eradicating bacteria and viruses while safely removing harmful chemicals and toxins. It will even purify water from stagnant ponds. So secure your family's water supply, because you can't drink guns, you can't drink gold, and you surely can't drink ammo. Aquanetics H2O. Contact Alan at 325- 320-400-4343. Again, contact Alan at 325-200-4343 or visit them at aquaneticsh20.com. Again, that's aquaneticsh20.com.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in anytime, the number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Stick to the topic. This segment, we're going to be on Obamacare. And then coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to pick up the United Nations and a few things I want to say about that. Obamacare. We've got Representative Jody Heiss, a Republican out of Georgia, who showed up on Sirius XM this morning and spoke with the host there. And obviously, like many people, he was praising the Trump's joint session of Congress address on Tuesday. He said it was outstanding. And there were things that were good in the speech, no question about that. But one of the things he talked about was the fact that this repeal of Obamacare is being pushed back. It's being delayed, if you will. And I talked about this, I don't know if it was this week or last week, but this came out with Rand Paul, and it came out before that with a bunch of people from the House who came out and wanted to address this, saying that they're ready to repeal and replace Obamacare. And, of course, the whole argument over health care, and I don't know, maybe this is some bit of a propaganda that's going on, to refer to it as health care. The fact of the matter is the central government has no authority to provide health care for anyone. Okay? And some of that was being done by funding insurance for certain people within the land here. And we know that some of it even covered illegal aliens. Okay? So the obvious question needs to come to the forefront is central government has no business in health care and no business in providing health insurance for anyone too. We need to keep these things separate so that we understand what's being talked about. When health care is being talked about, we're talking about actually going to the doctor, actually getting surgery, actually getting medications or whatever. That's health care. Okay? When you talk health insurance, you're talking about purchasing a product that will help cover the costs of health care. You see the difference? And for years, I know at least since the Clintons, we've been hearing this talk about health care, when the central government wants to deal with health care. Well, they're dealing with it all right. They're killing it. They're killing that market. Okay? What's going on here really should be a talk of, and it's one that is constitutional, and that is regulation of insurance across the state lines. That's the issue. And you say, what do you mean by regulation? I talked about this the other day. Regulation in its most narrow definition means to make it regular. Just make it regular. Make sure it free flows across state lines. This is nothing more than providing the guides by which insurance companies can sell across state lines. It shouldn't be that hard. It really shouldn't be a difficult task to do at all. And why this is a problem, I don't really understand. I mean, I really don't understand why that is. Open up the market. Rand Paul has talked about this. Opening up the market. That is at least what he says his solution is, till I see it laid out and everything. I can't really comment on it, but the things he says as far as let's open it up so the insurance companies can do what they need to do to have competition between them, which is better for the people, because if they're competing against one another, guess who wins in that deal? You and I win in that, because they're competing with lower prices, more product, whatever the case may be. And that's a good thing for us. What's not a good thing is to impose on the insurance companies mandates about what they have to or don't have to provide for their customers, or mandates to citizens about purchasing insurance. Those two things are not good. The government doesn't have authority to do that. So we need to keep that in mind. And as I told you before, during the session when a lot of these GOP leaders came out, they were talking about, oh, yes, we need to do these things, restore a robust insurance market, and we need to do this and that, but, you know, we just can't do it right yet. And they want to point to certain laws, and I said, well, Congress, all legislative authority is given to you. You can do it whenever you want. You're the ones writing the law. Get it done. But notice, they're talking, maybe we might see it this month, but my guess is we're probably going to see it after April, after tax season, because all that revenue is coming into Washington, which they say they want you to keep. So, don't know exactly why they're dragging their feet on this. The main thing that I say is there needs to be a repeal of Obamacare. As Mr. Heiss came in, his explanation for the delay was not the tax law, like House Speaker Ryan said. He said the problem is on Obamacare. Just to be very honest with you, I think very few people thought Trump would win. They were in defense mode as to what we are going to do if Hillary wins this thing. And then when, fortunately, Trump won, everything started changing rapidly. Well, I don't know what that has to do with the GOP not being ready to take control should their guy win and repeal Obamacare. How hard is that? You don't have to come up with another bill. You guys have six bills that you've already tried to push through the House, knowing they were dead on arrival in the Senate. You knew it. But you put them through anyway. What was wrong with those bills? Pick one of those out of the pile. Send that on. See if it gets signed. If it gets signed, let me tell you what happens. It would be an utter repeal of everything in Obamacare. Just repeal every bit of it. Let it untangle itself by not funding any of the stuff, abolishing these nonprofit little community organizations that were established through that thing. Eliminate them completely. Defund them, and let things go back to where they were before Obamacare. We've already lost that money. We're not getting it back. Billions of American dollars. And yes, it's debt. We didn't actually have it. All of it's debt. Cut it off. Go back to where we were before. What's so bad about that? Then while you guys are setting up the thing so that insurance companies can actually sell across state lines, things will be back to where they were. Well, some people will be without insurance. Well, some people were without insurance after Obamacare. And yes, you Republicans, you are just as guilty of this stuff. Even though you didn't vote for the legislation, not a one of you voted for legislation, you guys helped pass the funding for every bit of it. Every year, you were in control of the House. And even when you were, you had the majority in the Senate. You push that through in your budgets. So don't point the fingers just at the Democrats or Obama. You guys helped it along because you didn't want to take the stand. And you know, I got to hand it to Ted Cruz. He took that stand. He wanted to see the government shut down and not fund that stuff. Colleagues sold him out. But you know what? Do the right thing now. Don't hem-haw around about it. Do the right thing now. The fact that Republicans didn't think they were going to win tells me they weren't paying attention to what was going on. Now, frankly, I got to tell you, I'm surprised that the Democrats didn't do more to push their candidate across the line. But the fact of the matter was there was so much support for Trump that they weren't, even their cheating was not allowed to overtake him. And I'm certainly glad that Hillary Clinton is not in office, sure. Absolutely. But as Bradley points out today, let's start seeing some justice be brought upon her for her crimes. I mean, the FBI has already told us in their investigation, she broke the law. And she got nothing. But I doubt we're going to really see that. The excuse, I'm sure, is going to be, well, we've got to get America back to work again, and we've got to make America great, and all these little slogans. We need to make America a country that abides by justice to guard our liberty. That's what we need to do. As I told you the other day from Trump's speech, the one thing really missing there was a repentance towards God. And if we do that, we'd find out that Deuteronomy is true. God would not allow the curses to overtake us, but instead we would be overtaken with blessing. On the other side of the break, we're going to take a look at the United Nations. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about their leaders and where America should be with regards to the UN. Stick around.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933 if you want to call in and comment on either Obamacare or the UN, which is what we're fixing to talk about right now. For instance, I'm doing live radio and my kids just barged in. Sorry about that. On January the 1st, 2017, the United Nations named Portugal's Antonio Guterres as its new Secretary General. Now, this is no surprise because since its founding in 1945, all it has named as its top official are socialists and communists. That should be no surprise to anybody, but that's what they've done. In fact, during the actual formation of the UN in 1945, American communists Alger Hiss served as acting Secretary General. Hiss had already collaborated with Russia's Andrei Dushinsky to produce the Charter of the UN. And since that time, that's all they've had. Now, forgive me as I go through some of these names just so I can make the point. But here's their leaders from that time on over the UN. Norway's Trygve, I think that's how you pronounce his name, Lie, was the leader of Norway's Social Democratic Labor Party, a known offshoot of the Communist International. He was the head of the UN from 1946 to 1952. Then from 1953 to 1961, Sweden's Dag Hammarskjöld, I think that's how you pronounce his name, claimed as his hero, Communist China's mass murderer, Chu Enlai. Then, from 61 to 71, Burma's U Thant openly expressed his admiration for Vladimir Lenin and expressed approval of the Soviet tyrant's goals because they were, quote, in line with the aims of the UN Charter, unquote. From 72 to 81, Austria's Kurt Waldheim served as an officer in the Nazi army during World War II. He engineered the campaign to oust the Republic of China on Taiwan from the UN in favor of Communist China, which holds the grisly record for murdering more people than any other regime. Then in 82, Peru's Javier Perez de Culier, I believe that's how you pronounce his name, took over from 82 to 1991. He was another Marxist who championed a redistribution of the world's wealth as his major goal. In 91, Egypt's Boutros Ghali, he took over from in 91 till 1996. He served only 1 5-year term, during which he called for an end to the, quote, absolute and exclusive sovereignty of individual nations. Then in 1997, Ghana's Kofi Annan turned out to be a slick but more ardent enemy of national sovereignty, and he served till 2006. Then from 2007 to 2016, up until the time that Mr. Guterres took over, we had South Korea's Ban Ki-moon. I love some of these names. He crusaded during his decade of leadership for an enactment of measures called for by highly dubious climate change frights. And he pushed for attainment of the goals listed in the UN's Agenda 21 and the even more radical Agenda 2030. Now, this guy, Guterres, served as the president of the Radical Socialist International from 1999 until 2005. He always worked to establish global tyranny, and leaders even named Karl Marx, the SI leaders named Karl Marx as their organization's honorary secretary in the year 1864. This is where this guy comes from. And there's a whole list of things this guy has talked to. What the point I'm trying to make is the people who head the UN are not only anti-American. America, I mean, look, our founding fathers, and I'm not talking about the ones that wrote the Constitution. I'm talking about the guys who really came here and established America in the colonies. When they came, they did try communism. And they said it doesn't work. So we're scrapping that. They did give it a try, some form of it, and they scrapped it and said it doesn't work. We are not supposed to be a socialist country. We're not supposed to be a communist country. We're supposed to be a Christian country. And Christians are to be free. They're to be free. Whom the Son sets free shall be free indeed. He wasn't just talking about spiritual freedom. Real freedom comes through the Word of God and through obedience to it. And so the UN is not just anti-American, it's anti-Christian. If you're an American, you ought to oppose the UN. If you're a Christian, you ought to oppose it a whole lot more. You really should. It takes our money. In fact, 22% of the UN's operating budget, as much as $3 billion additional for its peacekeeping operations, comes from you and me. Every year. Every year. That comes from us. We are funding an Antichrist organization. We're funding an anti-American organization. And what benefit are we really getting out of it? That's the question we really need to ask ourselves. Some people may say, well, we're helping some of those poor people here. It's not government's responsibility to do that, folks. It's yours and mine. Let's stop putting off the responsibilities we have as human beings before God to take care of our fellow human being rather than putting it back on the backs of government, who is just going to turn around and use it as tyranny against us. And they are doing it. They're forcing you to pay money and to take on a debt that's going to be borne by you, your children, your grandchildren, and their grandchildren for decades to come. Why? Because we're not doing what we're supposed to do. We're not taking care of those things. I could list this with a number of things. Don't get me started on Social Security. Government shouldn't be taking care of the elderly people in our society. That lies on us as children of our parents. We're to take care of them. That's what the Bible says. Honor your father and mother. That just doesn't mean respect. That word honor comes from honorarium. Remember when Jesus took on the Pharisees? They said, oh, well, we've already given this money to God. We've dedicated. They haven't done that. And Jesus says, you're breaking the commandments by not honoring your mother and your father. They need that money. They're older. You should be taking care of them. But instead, you want to look pious and you want to look spiritual. Instead, they were graves full of dead men's bones, weren't they? Don't mean to get off track. I'm just trying to make a point here. We don't want to do that with government, whether it's our government or something that we're submitting ourselves to in the UN, which don't be deceived here. America is submitting some of its sovereignty to the United Nations by being a part of it. They just are. We need to get out of it. So that brings us to where we are today. During the campaign season, Donald Trump suggested the United States ought to rethink its membership in the United Nations, and that was a good call. I was happy to hear that. As president, he's criticized the entire United Nations for being an influential talk shop. And all of that's good. The American people need to hear it. The world needs to hear it. You want to lead? Lead by tearing down things that don't need to be there. But the answer is not just to criticize it. And the answer is not to do what my former governor here in South Carolina, Nikki Haley, said, who's now the ambassador of the UN. She suggested merely cutting off some of our nation's funding for the UN. And several other people joined her in that. This is just like today's modern Republicans in D.C. It's just like them. I know she's not in D.C. I know she never went. She wasn't in D.C. She's here in the state and there. But once you get up in a certain place in the state, you start seeing this over and over. This kind of mentality. This, I don't know, it's a progressivism on the other side. Instead of just dealing with something whole hog, they want to do this thing, you know, little bits. Let's not do it too rough. Let's not be too radical in our approach. You know it needs to be gone. But instead, let's just cut off a little bit of funding because we need the UN for something. I don't know exactly what I can make a case for. At least that's how I read Ms. Haley's comments. We don't need the UN. We never have. And so when Trump was talking about this, you know, I was kind of hoping, man, he's come in here with some straightforward executive orders to deal with other things. He was able to defund Planned Parenthood and foreign money going out to them. I'm anxious to see if the House is going to follow up and the Senate is going to follow up and defund the rest of it here at home. Made other measures. Why not one that says, you know what? I'm not going to sign any budget that comes across my desk that funds the UN in any fashion or form. I'm just not going to do it. So leave it out of the budget, guys. If Congress wants to push it through, let Congress deal with that. Let Congress give you the reason that they're going to use your money to fund this anti-American, anti-Christian station. Organization. Do that. But take that stand. Pull it all out. Are we going to see that? I'm not real sure. I'm not real hopeful. I'm hopeful, but I'm not really expecting it. But I'd love to see that. I'd love to see what that is. So here we are. Last segment coming up. We're going to talk more on the UN. Stay with us.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Sue Trombino, founder of WIN, Women Impacting the Nation, also a project of Liberty Council. And why we support Sons of Liberty, because they are dedicated to the Great Commission and the cultural mandate. They are bold, they're brash, they defend life and liberty. They stand up for our military, the true heroes of today. They are not afraid to go toe-to-toe with the bullies. They are in the trenches, walking their walk, not just talking the talk. They are truth-filled and going mad, making a difference.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty final segment. We're talking the United Nations. We're talking about the idea to dissolve it, at least from the American point of view. And with the amount of money that we're giving them for their operating budget every year, I'm pretty sure if we just cut that off, it would cease to exist within a very short amount of time. And that leads us to the question, how much money are we spending there, and what are we spending it on, and who is it benefiting? Are we getting any benefit out of it at all? If the United Nations Charter is, as some have claimed, that it is more in line with Marxism or Leninism as it's written, then what business does the United States have in the United Nations? I told you before the break, the United States pays 22% of the UN's operating budget and as much as $3 billion additionally for its peacekeeping operations. Funny thing is the whole idea of peacekeeping for anti-American, anti-Christian organization. It's really tyranny. That's what it is. It isn't peacekeeping. That is a joke. The combined peacekeeping total for the other four permanent Security Council members, Russia, China, Britain, and France, is $2.5 billion. That's it. Is the United States, are we being suckered? I'd say we are. Maybe knowingly by those who continue to fund such things. In addition to the imbalance there, The U.S. contributions to the UN add up to more than the amounts given by 185 countries. You feel like you're being fleeced, America? That's because you are. You are. Your wealth is being stolen, and that's what it is. Yeah, sure, I know people signed papers and did this, that, and the other, and we really got ourselves in a bind by even getting into a United Nations treaty. There's no doubt about that. But all of that was organized by people who wanted it. They want that control. In the past several months, there have been several voices who have urged the U.S. to withdraw from the UN. One of them is a former Pennsylvania senator and a presidential candidate, Rick Santorum. Now, for him, it was this condemnation of Israel deal. I mean, you know, okay, I mean, I'm against the UN for their condemnation of Israel. I think, you know, you hold Israel to the law of God just like you do any other country, okay? They've got their issues, too. They've got some corruption there. They have problems, too. If you think they don't, and you're somehow idolizing them as, I don't know, some kind of biblically prophetic thing, and they can do no wrong, and this, that, and the other, you need to go check yourself. You really do need to check yourself over that. They have problems, but the condemnation from the UN was just way out of line. But Santorum said, referring to that, quote, "That condemnation of Israel has opened up an opportunity for those of us who are very anti-UN, who think it has passed its prime and has outlived its usefulness." So in other words, they think the whole idea of dealing with Israel by the UN was a place for a platform for them to speak out on that. David Greenfield, who writes at Front Page Magazine, believes that, quote, "defunding the UN isn't enough. There's no reason for us to remain there at all." I agree. There's absolutely no reason for us to be there. In fact, the UN is often pointed to by unelected bureaucrats in Washington to usurp the Constitution. Exhibit A would be our invasion of Libya. If any of you guys remember the hearings that took place, and I believe it was Sessions who was speaking with then Defense Secretary Leon Panetta. And what Mr. Sessions said was, look, our Constitution says you guys have to bring this stuff to us, to Congress. You're going to be using the military like this. You're going to be doing these kinds of things. You've got to come to us, to Congress. We have the authority to declare war. And Leon Panetta said, well, basically, he didn't actually come out and say the words, but this is what he's implying. He's basically saying, that's fine, Mr. Sessions, if you want to quote the Constitution, but, you know, we're looking for this international consensus. That's what we really need. And Sessions kept coming back and said, that's not what the Constitution says. And then we had all of these people, Representative Wall, I believe it was the guy out of North Carolina, losing his name right now, but he brought forth a resolution that would have impeached Obama if he used the military in that fashion again. And lo and behold, he did it anyway with Iraq again. Nobody made a peep about that. They didn't even make a peep about it. But yeah, there's no reason for us to remain there at all. And it is even useful to the domestic enemies here in America, the domestic terrorists, as I call them. Then there's Senator Rand Paul, who he's followed in the footsteps of his father in the Senate in putting forth bills to defund the United Nations. And here's what he said. Quote, "There's a lot of reasons why I don't like the UN, and I think I'd be happy to dissolve it." So would I. And I'm sure many of you listening to me right now would like to see them dissolved as well. And then there are guys like John McCain and Lindsey Graham, who I have no idea how he continues to be reelected in my state, but maybe that tells me the state of my state. They're upset about the UN's condemnation of Israel, but yet they say little about the UN's impact on our national sovereignty. Now, why is that? Why is that? Well, look at what they've done. Look at the things they've said. Look at how they behave. Look at what they haven't done. That's something to tell, too. But both of these guys have been adamant in their support of Syrian jihadis. Now, they call them rebels, and they say, well, they're not really these Islamic yada, yada, yada. But the fact of the matter is, they were the voices that pushed all that stuff forward. Then we have people like Charles Krauthammer. He weighed in on the issue with the need for a, quote, conscious depreciation not only of American sovereignty, but of the notion of sovereignty in general. And I told you, that was one of the Secretary General's that they had up from Egypt from 91 to 96, this guy Ghali, or Boutros Ghali. He called for the absolute and exclusive sovereignty of individual nations to be abolished. He wanted a full world government. Now, let me clue everybody in on something. You get a centralized government like that, and you are just asking for the most corrupt people to be there. Because they're going to be far away from the people. There's not going to be any accountability at all. You know how difficult it is locally to deal with people, but it's much easier to deal with your local representatives than it is somebody in D.C. How much more somebody in Belgium or anywhere else? How much more would it be difficult to deal with them and bring justice to them? So the question then becomes for America is, are you ready to completely cut off the UN? Are you ready to eliminate them, to take the albatross around America's neck and pull it off and throw it away? That would be a good thing. Save us a lot of money, a lot of heartache, a lot of grief, a lot of threats towards various rights that we have as parents, as gun owners, you name it, education-wise, all of that. We could eliminate that by simply defunding it. So why don't we get busy? Why don't we call our senators? Why don't we call our congressmen and encourage them to support things like House Resolution 193? Give them a call, 202-225-3121. Let them know. Give them your voice. Call the White House, 202-456-1111. Let them know what you think about these things. Encourage them to do what is American. Get us out from these entanglements with foreign governments that are un-American, that we're binding ourselves to. I mean, God says don't do that. The whole idea of not being unequally yoked together doesn't just apply to marriage. It applies to business. It applies in governments. I mean, how are you going to move forward and ahead if you're not agreed? How can two walk together if they're not agreed? That's what the Bible says. How are you going to do that? They're going to be opposed to one another. And the United Nations is definitely opposed to the United States, to the United States Constitution, and I would say to the United States people. Above that, in my opinion, they're opposed to God.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.